said the Rabbi Yannai, and nobody holds for Rabbi Yannai. Could be. Rashi blessed Rabbi Yannai. The Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Oy Oy Ketoni. So the first man Yom is saying one or the other. Oy Ey Vekota and Shagodu. Either the pinky taka, but of a big person, or the hepech. Or else it means of Vakula Chadashirihu. They're both saying the same shir. Or else it means a bigger aver on upon a baby. That's another shir. So Marvelais to the Rabbi Yannai. For Ochabok Miflegi, so what's the machoikas then, Reb Shimon and Reb Nosson? For Ochabok Miflegi, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Sofer, Eve Kotin the Godel. You can have a pinky of a Godel. The Eve Godel the Kotin ben Yoimai. Ki Adodin Ninu. He holds the both come out the exact same shear. You take a foot of a 1 day old baby and the size of a pinky of a man is the exact same shear. So it's one shear. Reb Nosson Sofer, no. Eve Kotin the Godel in. I'm asking, the size of a pinky of a godel, that's a big enough shear to mechayi for Shabbos. Take out enough shemen to shmir to rub upon the pinky of a godel, that's a good shear. Of the eivel godel, the cotton ben yoimeloi, he dings a chanom. You want to take a big avram. So the foot of Agar doesn't mean the whole foot, because a foot has a lot of avarim. So you want to say just one part of the foot of a baby. Even though it's an eivel godel by a baby, still a baby 1 day old, each aver is too small to be mechayi. That's from Nosson Shita. But nobody holds, like the Biyana could be, nobody holds that a pinky of a baby 1 day old should be enough. That's too small of a shear. So the more my heavy law, what's the maskonel alochom? Toshima, Titania. We have Shemen ben Elazar Weimer. Shemen, how much is the shear Shemen to be mechayiv to be carried out on Shabbos? What's called the chosh of a shear? Kede losach eve kotin shakotin ben yoimri. Mashmi pasuk yelak of Biyana. That's enough to be mechayev a small amount of shemen just to rub the pinky of a baby. That's also davar choshev. Rashi Toshima, or the Rabbi Yannai Tanoihi. But this chat, you have to say, we pass on Rabbi Shimon, like Rabbi Yannai, then before, you can't say everybody holds not like Rabbi Yannai, because then it'll be a stirul halacha. So you have to say before, if you want to say, it's like a machlokes Tanoim and Rabbi Yannai, and we still pass on these Tanoim that hold like Rabbi Yannai. That's enough to be mechayev, even for a small amount of shemen, just to rub on the pinky of a baby. Right. Mayim kedei losher them as a kilo. The Mishnah says, how much water do you to take on Shabbos are you chayiv for? The amount of water to rub onto a kilo, that's like eye medicine. You have an eye sieve to put into the eye, you have to put water into the sieve. Enough water to put into the eye sieve, that's enough to mechayiv, a small amount of water. Amar Abaye, michti, ko milso de shchichi for lo shchichi. Something that shchiach people use water for, and something they don't use water for, is also rabbana bosa de shchichi lekula. Avad, do you have to go bosa? How much of a shear do you need to be mechayev to carry out on Shabbos? Is only something that shchiach. Yeah. So that is the shaila about how much of a shear to mechayev to carry out on Shabbos. So saying yechayev for these small shurim because it has some use. People use it. Now, certain things will soon seem like water. Water is meant for drinking, and water is meant for a fool. So you have to go boss to the thing that's shchiach, what's used for. Some are by nichti. Kol milso de shchiachi. People, something people use it for, shchiach, people use it a lot. V'loi shchiachi. It's used for something else, but not so much for the other thing. Avada ozer rabbona boss de shchiachi. Go boss to the shear of what most people use it for. Lekula. You go lekula. We'll soon see what this means and what is going on. Rashi, Michti, Kol Milsa de Shchicha v'Shchichi, Kol Sheshiyurei Chachomin, Linyan Shabbos, V'Roi L'Shnei Devorim. Somebody could use like water for two different things. Chod Shchichi, one thing people use it for is very Shchich, V'Chod L'Shchichi, and one use, it's not so usable, people don't use it that much. Is also Rabbonim B'Shiyurim Bosa de Shchicha. Avad Rabbonim went Bosa de Shir of what people use it for. The afilu he kula, even though it's a cool big shear, sheshiura gadol, even though it's a bigger shear, like let you see your water. People, for drinking water, you need a bigger shear than you put a small amount of water into a medicine to make it safe. Still, I'm reading stoma loho of it. We say stoma, this thing is aimed for what it's shchiach for, and you only chayiv carry out the bigger shear. For lo yarmina, we don't say hoyu v'chaz namale mil sachriti, even though sometimes you use it for something else. Sheshiura katan, that's a much smaller shear, nezo basu l'chumra. Let's go basa, this sometimes use. To be mechayiv if you carry out even a smaller shear on Shabbos, because sometimes it's usable for this l'shchiach, that's the Kiddush, no, we don't say that. The Rabbanon only gave a shear on something that's shchiach, that's usable. L'kula. Shchichi u shchichi, if two uses, and both are shchiyachas, both used very often, both ways, then also rabbon and vosser, the shchiyach l'chumra. Then about the go l'chumra. If two shiurim, for one purpose, you need 5 ounces. And for one purpose, you only need 1 ounce. So if this both are usable equally, so rabbon and go l'chumra, you even chayiv to carry out 1 ounce on Shabbos. Trash shchiyach l'shchiyach, ve'echa de shchiyach etavayu. When both things are shchiyach, azlina l'chumra, avada them go l'chumra. Or mesharina, b'shira zutra. Then we have the smaller shir, you chayiv for 1 ounce. Now we'll be mazda. Yayin by wine. Shtiyasa shchicha. It's more shchiach to drink wine. Refuasa la shchiach. People don't use wine that much for refuah. It's too expensive. They don't use it for healing yourself. Mela also rabbanan bosa shtiyasa. The shchicha. Lakula. Therefore the rabbanan said how much wine do you have to carry on Shabbos? Raw wine enough to be able to make mazigas akais into revias. Because the share of drinking a chash of a drink of wine is a revias alug. So you need enough raw wine that later when you add the water to it, you'll have a revias halug. And you go both to the shir of shtiyah, because most wine is used for drinking, not for refuah. Shrash refuah sal shchiyach, a grain loshev by kilur, to use the wine to make the seir for the eye medicine. The avagav de chosla, even though you could use wine for the medicine also, the ikad the ovid, the chol of isha, the ikad the ovid b'maya, some people use for the seir milk of an isha, some people use water, the chosin al yain, and usually they don't use the wine, the dumb of your current, because the wine costs too much. Hilgach oz abosu shtiyosin. Therefore, by wine, we don't go to churma and say, be mechai for a small amount of wine for the medicine, because it's not shchiyach. You go abosu the shtiyah, that's shchiyach. Ushiyura vechtei mezigas kais. Therefore, you need to share raw wine to make to revias of yain after it's mixed with water. The avagad lekula, that's a kula. Sheesh kan shir godol. V'chein chol, the same thing by milk nami. Chozer lachila, milk you could drink. V'losh of kilur, you could also use it to make medicine with. Omiyo lo shchiach, it's not shchiach. Sherei af hamayim ruin lekach. Even water you could use to make the medicine with. V'yesh oisim mimayim, and some make it from water. Hilgach oz rabon abos achilosoi. Oshira bechtei gemiyah. Therefore, milk also. Milk is more shchiach to drink the milk, not to use the milk for the medicine. Therefore, by milk, we go boss to the sheer shti of klei gemiyah, how much you swallow down in one shot. The afagad the cooler, even though it's a cooler. Because sometimes we do use the milk to make the medicine. At that point, you just need a fraction of an ounce to put into the medicine. Still, we go boss to the shchiach and yoni chayim with the klei gemiyah. So that's the Gemara. Yain shtiyos l'shchiyach, of course l'shchiyach. Oz rabbona boss shtiyosai, t'shchicha. Lekula, go lekula. Cholov, by milk. Achilosai shchicha. Lav da achila, means the drinking. You'd use the milk to drink, you'd eat it. Refuah to l'shchiyacha. To use the milk for refuah, to make the seif with this, it's not shchiyach. Therefore, oz rabbona boss achilos lekula. Oz go lekula, you only chayv with the biggest share of milk, if you carry out kadei gemiyah. Tuvash, by honey, achilosai shchicha. And if also shchicha, it's very shchiyach to use the honey on top of the makia they used to put on top of the wounds. Is mele oz the rabbana bosa fos lechumra. Here they went lechumra. Even though to eat honey, you only eat a lot of honey at one time, a whole spoonful. But since it's shchiyach to use for medicine, you're chayin for a small amount of honey that you just put on top of the makia. Trashi dvas fos lechumra shchicha. Shein mashka acha royal exists. You have this wound, no other mashka is helpful, only honey. Therefore, shchiyach to use honey. Ela mayim frakti gemara michti shtiyasai shchicha rufuasalai shchicha. Lechura water, everybody knows you drink more water than use it for a fuah. Water ik is for drinking, keeps your life water. Is a mele my time oz rabbanan baser rufuasal churma. How come here the rabbanan said how much water you chayu for? Mamash a small amount that you put into the seif to make the eye medicine with. Trash refuasal shchicha. Shere shar mashkin ri lekach. You can use other mashkin for the refuah. V'yesh shofin kilor v'shar mashkin. Some people make this medicine with other mashkin. Ushtiyas shchicha. Sheroy ushtiyas mayim heim. Sheinodim sheisa yayin lechol tzomov kiyim l'sudasai. People don't drink wine whenever they're thirsty, only for the suda. But when you're thirsty, a mile of drink, you drink water. So rove water is for drinking. Sakam hed rabbanu went to chumra. Amar Abaye beglila shonu. One third of the Mishnah Dak was talking about in Glila. Trashi beglila shonu. Shema Niyim, the very poor people there. O Makpidim Vadova Muit. they're very makpah not to spend on anything. So when they have to make the medicines, they don't use any other mashka. They only use water. Even if refu is also shchiach. Therefore you have to go to Chumrah. Since in Galila it's shchiach to use the water, you go to Chumrah. Even if you hold like all places, the other places sometimes they use other mashka for refuah. So the kasher is there, and the water is more shchiach to drink than to have refuah. How come here the rabbanon went to chumrah the share of refuah? That could have Shmuel. The Yomah Shmuel, kol shkainei masu or matalali labam mimaya demasu v'le matalali. Is any other mashkin you put into the seif, atapa heals you up of a matauli. You'll be a little bit dark. It's not going to heal you up lagamri. Labami mai, only water. The masu, when you put water into the eye seif, your mamash heals you up, lay matauli. You won't be even a little bit shady either. You'll be 100% better. Therefore, according to Shmuel, even for refuah, what's the shchiyah to gezach? To use only water. Because water does a better refuah. Therefore, refu is called also shchiach by water. Therefore, our bottom went plus to the shear of refu by water. Rashi kol shkaini, kol mashkin sheshofen bakilu, any type of liquid you want to put into this eye sieve to make it usable, is masi achilotak, heals up the sickness, umatali, mesachachin aloayim, umaneya mirisoi, it goes on top of your eye and stops you from seeing so well, achiyichta mariosoi, legamri, until eventually it can even make you blind. Of the Hashem, often it's very thick. When the glodden becomes like a jelly on top of you, like a scab. Kimin devik, like glue, shakari and glizzer. And glizzer on top of your eyes. Barmi maya, the adifa mikulu, the best thing to use in the safe is water. The master heals you up. For lay metali, it doesn't have any sticky to you. Shenivloi miyad, or enigma maher, dries up very fast. For lay glodden doesn't scare by you. Al gavayim. Therefore, according to Shmuel, the mashkir the gazak to you, even for medicine is water. Therefore, the bottom one boss of the share of refuah by mashkin, by water, to the chumrah, even for a small amount of yichai. Right, the Mishnah then says, v'shar kol ha-mashkin revius. Any other type of mashkin, drinkable thing, how much is choshev to be mechayiv on Shabbos for carrying it out? Revius. That's a choshev shear of shti alamo. Tarabon. Dam, blood, v'chol minei mashkin, any type of mashkin, revius. How much are yichai to carry out on Shabbos? Tag only the shear of revius. How much you chayiv for blood? You don't need a sheer revius, but dam you chayiv enough to use to heal up one eye. Lichol bayinachas, those type of medicine, eye medicine, you put into one eye, used to mix blood in it, how much blood you mix in the medicine, that's enough. Shekein koichlin lebarkis. That they used to put this medicine lebarkis, shashkin koichlin lebarkis, mili shaboltas bayin. If you have a growth on the eye, something sticking out in the eye, then make a medicine with blood. Oh my niyu, what type of blood do you use? Dharma tanagolta. The blood of a chicken. That's good. Bora, a healthy one. Trash, your mind is meiza dam kirchen noisim. Which blood do you use to heal up this growth on your eye? From a healthy chicken. Rabbi Shimon Galil in there, dam, kidei lochol boy ayinachas. He also said the shear of blood. How much is a chosh of a shear blood? What you use to heal up one eye. You put it into the medicine of one eye. Why? Shekein kirchen leurit. They used to put blood into the urine. Rashi, tivlul, if you have a mixed eye, what they said to reseal a chorver, it's too white. Then tipas darke shaloibin, you have white spots on your eye. How low does bain, that's growing on the eye. Your number of chorver's got to be moving. So if you have white spots growing in your eye, the answer is to put blood into the eye, that heals it up. Well, mind you, what type of blood is good for this? Dama de krushtinia, the blood of a krushtinia. Rashi, atlef, of a bat. Shakurin tlaf. Hey, the blood of a bat is very good for the eyes, because bats have big eyes. So now it's good for the eyes, bats. So the blood of a bat is good for the eyes. This semecha, what's the semen? Gav la gav, outside for the outside, bro la bro, inside for the inside. Trashi gav. Krishna, motse b'teicha yishav. Krishna, that's this bat, you find it b'teicha yishav. Shul yirid, shul shakeya b'teichayim. Same thing, the urine, this white spot that's inside the eye.
lebro dama tanagolus, the blood of a chicken, that's outside the brachis shiboltis. That's for the growth that grows outside the eye. So use the blood of a chicken for growth that's growing outside the eye, and white spots inside the eye, use something that grows the yishev that lives with you, that's the bat. And wherever the bat is, it's the yishev, the bat. The bat is around the yishev, it's not outside. Atlas. Whatever atlas is, atlas. Right. The nedva memurim b'moitzi. It's only if you find these things, and that's when you need the shear. If somebody hides, and we all had before, if somebody hides blood in his house, him it's dover choshev, or he's hiding a little bit of water, then kol shuchayim. No matter how much it is, yichayim, providing for you, it's a dover choshev. How, when you need the shear of dam, either revius or the shurim, you carry out with shravim, that's not a person that finds blood. Somebody that hides blood, he has a purpose for it. So he'll hide even a small amount of blood. But tzio, and then he carries it out on Shabbos, chayiv b'cholshu. No matter how small it is, he's chayiv. A kamen poruch, oto matzniya la moitzio, letting more as kasha, the person that hides it, he's also a moitzi. What do you mean, two separate people? A person that hides it sometimes can also find it. We have shimon oim and no. B'medavam amurim b'matzniya. When do we say you need these shiurim akoponim, that with these small shiurim yichayim? Only two things, two ingredients. It's a small shear, but you have a shear to it. Plus, you're a person that's machshir, but then you hide it. Like, you're going to use this blood for medicine. So for you, you're matzniya, you hide this blood. For you, it's choshim, if you carry it out now on Shabbos yichayim. Avo b'moitzin, but somebody in the street that has no chshivas, he doesn't care about this blood. He now stampfies his blood, and yichayim el abrevias. Havadi is only chayiv a stam person. What's a dove? Choshev by any mashkin? Only the shir revius. Less than revius is not choshev at all. This is my place, as he always had before. When do you need the shirim? Only if, even for matni you need the shirim, or if anybody need the shirim. So the Gemara moidim chachom the Rav Shimon, but the chom moidim the Rav Shimon. The moitzi shevchen or shusar rabin. If somebody throws out shevchen, that's the dirty water, the water you have dirty from your house, the dishwater water. You throw it outside, shirim revius. Then you zichen need the shirim revius. Since it's not such choshev, the water, you can't use it for so many things. It's water that was used already. Now you're throwing it out of your house. You zichen need the shirim of revius. Soon the Gemara's going to ask, what do you need it for altogether? But then you need the shirim revius. Shrashi b'moitzi shevchen. Adam shloihetznian. He didn't hide the shevchen. Ein echayv el revius. The botsam yochil lechozik lekamon legav legavitit. And we'll soon see the shevchen, the dirty water, you need at least a shear of revius. The mormamar. The medevo mamurim b'moitzi. When do we have the shear? Somebody that finds this blood. Abu b'matzniya. Somebody hid it. Somebody's machshav. This blood. Then kolshu. Then yechayv, no matter how small it is. Fred the gemara oto matzniya lav moitzi. Somebody that hides it, can't he also more find it? Like, Chura, once you hide it, smash it to you is choshed. So even if you find it, you also be chayiv. So Drashi, Otto Matzni, Allah, Moitziyum. Halloy, ain't this chayiv, Eli, Dehoitzo. He's only chayiv when he carries it outside. So even though you hit it, you're also called a Moitzi. You're also called somebody now that's carrying it outside. Rabbi Yehoshua Mayaskin, we're talking about the Talmud. Talking about the Talmud. Shomo Le Rabbi, his Rebbe told him, Leich oponim li hamokim lusuda. Go and clear this place. We're going to go eat now. We're going to clean up this mokim. It's a dirty place there in the yard, in the garden. Clean it up now. We want to have a suda there. Holach oponim li. He went and cleaned up the place. Is dova choshev lakoyol chayiv olavein. Something that's a choshev shiur for everybody. Say, so you carried out, now you chayiv. Dova shayna choshev lakoyol. Something that's not choshev for everybody. Then it depends. Iyat nirabe, if his Rebbe hit it, it means his Rebbe was machshev this small amount of blood, so it's a choshev of blood, nechayiv olavein. Then the Talmud is chayiv, since the Talmud is carrying it out for the Rebbe, and for the Rebbe it's a choshev of thing, he's also chayiv for it. V'lo le mechayiv, that's what it means to say. Avada, you only chayiv for the itzor, but for regular itzor, you have to have a shear that's choshev revius. A small amount, you only chayiv if you're the person that you hit it, so for you it's choshev, therefore you chayiv even for a smaller amount also. Trashi. Amr Rabbi Yochai the Talmud, going Shulin Dinagri, a carpenter's Talmud, teaching him how to be a carpenter. Shamla Rabbi Lech upon the Mokum, clean out this place. Dovah shechosh nukol mechayiv alei. V'yaf agav lo yaskli rabbi l'tzorch, even though the rabbi didn't hire it for him, still if it's a chosh of a shir revias, anybody's chayiv. Habadovah shen echosh lakil. V'ochi karmi v'nedav amur and debin in shir with a choshim, when you need a chosh of a shir, but might see claimam. V'dovah shen lechol lelech boi ela acheroi tzosai, shozeh shamach shavat tluye v'zeh shoitzi. Only when the person now is carrying it out for his own purpose, they go bust if he needs it or not. Abu b'matzniya, something that was hidden. V'dovah shiesh lechol lelech acheroi shavat shamatzniya, something that was hidden by somebody. So the owner of that thing is machshiv, it's very choshev to the owner. The one that carries that is also chayiv. The Abishim and Loza Omra, the Yosla time goes boss his shear. The Amma Perkin the Yale. The Bedovah Shay Matsni and Kamel, something that nobody hides like that. Lokshul is there. But this one person hid it. For him, he's Mashvitz Choshev, that's Niyoy, and he hid it now. Nizchayiv Zebe Machshavte Shozer. That was Abishim's Chiddish. That once one person hid it, since the Bailim hid it, for him it's Choshev, whoever carries it out now is also Chayiv. Even though he would have found it in the street, he'd be potter, but now that he's taken out somebody else's hidden thing as a davar choshev, he's chayiv for that. Because once one person was machshev it, anybody now is chayiv for his machshavon. Who are the most look me matzni gufar? Same thing. Weiter. Says the Chiddush. Once the Rebbe hid it, now when the Talmud goes and carries it out, even though for the Talmud it's not choshev, still the Talmud is chayiv for the Rebbe's machshavon. Omamar, Moidi Macham the Rabbi Shimon b'Moitzi Shemchun Rishus Rav Shashurim Bervis. If you carry outside the dirty water, as the mother didn't have a drain in the house, they used to use the water in the house, and after it was used, they carried outside and throw it outside. So the dirty water, you only chayv for the Rivis. For at the Gemara, Shemchun Amaychosi, why do you chayv altogether by dirty water? The Churi, you're not carrying out for a tzurich, you don't need this water, you're only carrying out like a Melacha Shatzurich Lagufam, just to get it out of the house. But not that you want to use the water. Just like we hold, if you carry out a mace on Shabbos, we hold your potter. Because the kavana carrying the mace out is not because you want the mace to be bedafka diyam. The even kavana is you don't want him to be here. But you don't want the actual hatsor. It's called like a lochash hatsor gufon. So here also, it's stam dirty water. You stam water out of the house. But you're not makba to take it out to use it. So why are you chayiv altogether? And the Gemara Amar Rav Yirmiya legavol bemetzatit. We're talking about you doing it legavol to mix it up with tit, with the cement. You want to make cement. So yeah, for cement you can use dirty water. For a time your tit, they last as ben pikur. How much water you need for tit to make the pikur, that's the biggest year. Like kasha. Hod the mikvul, hod le mikvul, depends. If you want to use the tit to make gibul, to make cement out of it, then you just need the shear of a kadei revius. If you don't want to make cement out of it, then you need a bigger shear. The fisha, not them terech le gavul tit, last as pikur. If you want to make a pikur, then you need a bigger shear. So Rashi, pikur, neker shenaisdim boy hamafuach u'shir rezut, is a smaller shear, mervias. Chazin ligvol tuva. I forget, from mervias water, you can make a lot of cement. V'chivon doitzois tit. Chashiv g'day pikurim, it's enough to take out the tit, a small amount of cement, just to make a pikur binan, nam l'shirim b'hanach v'yov the tit, v'chdei gibel pitur. That's the kashan. If you carry out finished cement already, how much cement do you need to nechayim? Mamash a small amount of cement. Enough to make the opening for a pikur, which is very small. So kash reason, if you're carrying out the water now, to make cement, why do we need such amount of big water or size of revias? Which revias, you can make a lot of cement. The Chorish, you just have to take out a small amount of water that you can make a small amount of cement. Since the cement alone, you have in a very small shear. But there it is, it depends. If you have cement already, it's a davar choshev, even a small amount you take out. Mashenkin, if you're going now to take the water to make the cement, metchili, you don't make cement unless you make a lot of cement at one time. So therefore, how much water you need, choshev or revius water? You take out a large shear of water, that's choshev, you use this much water now to make a lot of cement. And if not, after the cement is made, you'll carry out a small amount of cement. But matchili, you're not going to go make cement with a small amount of water. Therefore, matchili need a share of revias for the water. Yes, Terence. Because hod the migvul, if the cement was already made, then you chayk a small amount. Hod the migvul. But if you didn't make the cement yet, now you want to take water out to make cement, the fish and odim, terech ligvul, tit lasses pikurum. People are not much trust themselves to make cement, now just a small amount of cement at one time. If you're going to make cement, you make a lot of cement. So if we need at least a share of our revias.
on the fine ches. The fine ches Mishnah. Hamoitzi chevel kedelasais oizen a kupa. If you take out a chevel, a string, how, what's a shear choshev by a string? Lasais oizen a kupa, to make the ear of a kupa, of a barrel, to make like a handle that you can hold it. You used to take a string and tie it on the side to make a handle, so that's oiz. Trash oizen a kupa, lo oichsa bo, to hold on to the kupa, hold on to the barrel. Gimi, gami, that type of string made out of like leaves. Reeds made out of. The last is toloi lenapo lekavra, to make like a hanger, to make use this type of a gami, all type of a string, and you tie it across to make like a hanger to hang on top of it a napa and a kavra. So Drashi toloi litlois boy to hang on it. Yeah. Reb Yehudi Leimer kidei lito mimeno midas mano lekotin. You don't know the shear of this gami. That's the type of string made out of leaves or made out of reeds. How long is a string? Enough of a string, like a measuring string, that you could measure the size of a kid's foot to buy him shoes. Enough of a string to measure the size, how big the shoe, how big the foot of the kid is to buy him shoes. You show the human like the kid's foot is 6 inches long. I need a 6-inch shoe. Near, if you carry out a piece of paper on Shabbos, what's choshiv? Kidei lichtav olav kesher muchsin. Has to be big enough that you can have a tax receipt. So we'll see what this kesher muchsin, it's a receipt from the tax. Trashi near ma'asovim oisimois, used to make it out of grass, is kesher shem muchsin. Yesh lucha odom shenoisin ha-mechaf l'rosh ha-nor. When you went over the river, you had to pay taxes. You're on one side of the bridge, you have to pay tax. B'mokha mechad. Could be the person was meichel you for matona. Could be. He gives you a receipt. Then on the other side of the bridge, you have to show the receipt that either you paid the tax or else the guy was meichel to you. What was the receipt of the tax? It was 2 letters. It's a bigger shear than stamps 2 oisim. That's why it doesn't stamp say a piece of paper enough to write 2 aleph or aleph beis. Because here there were big oisiyos. They say enough of a size paper that you can write a kesher shamuchsin. Right, the almoitzi kesher muchsin chayiv. And if somebody carries out this receipt that you pay taxes on Shabbos, you chayiv. Right, so it's a double choshev. It's a receipt. So you chayiv for that, it's something choshev.